Justin Fluke with you. It's time to talk Colton Wildcat basketball. We are first joined by girls head coach Leslie Allenor. The Lady Cats 4-14 on the season, coming off a couple pretty exciting games. Holton winning their third game in their last four outings last Friday night on the road, 58-33 at St. Mary's. And coach, a 24-8 lead at halftime because you pitch a 16-0 second quarter. And obviously you'd beat St. Mary's once earlier in the season, but this one was much more decisive and maybe just another step that your girls are moving in the right direction. But had to feel really good about the way they played on the road and all the different contributions you got last Friday.
Yes, for sure. I'm super proud of how they performed offensively, but probably most proud of how we showed up defensively. Like you said, completely shut them out in the second quarter, and I feel like finally the rebounding and defensive piece, you know, we've been playing man all year, and like it takes a while to get really, really good at it, and I think we're finally starting to get it. It's really starting to come together for four quarters.
You mentioned the defense. You hold their leading scorer to like half of her season average. So, yeah, it was really good. Offensively, I want to ask you and start with Hannah Watkins, who hit 5 threes in that game and scored 15. And then last night, Tuesday, she had 6 threes and 18 in her game against Hiawatha. Man, that girl's hitting everything right now.
Yes, and that's the Hannah we know, and we're so glad that she is finally starting to show that. She is a great shooter, and she's been a great shooter, and I know she's kind of had a couple dry spells or maybe has missed the first couple that she's taken and got a little timid, but just tell her to keep shooting, and that's what she's doing, and now she's shooting it extremely well in the game.
And she's not the only one. Obviously, you're getting a lot of contributions in the St. Mary's game. Kinsley Ingles maybe had one of her best performances of the year. You get 8 points from her. Abigail Schuster scored 5. You got, you know, Haley Naylor came in and hit a 3. So a few more contributions, it seems like, especially in that game. And even against Hiawatha, again, you need those other girls to kind of step up.
Yeah, definitely. Against St. Mary's, I was really proud of the girls that came in. We talked about them understanding the scout and what we're wanting in offense, in our offense, and they did just that. And I'm really starting to see, like in every player, the confidence really, really start to show. And against Hiawatha, yeah, the contributions were from a lot more. Even Liv Doney, I say that she handles the ball a lot, so she doesn't get a ton of looks, but her confidence is really starting to show on the offensive end as far as being an offensive threat and scoring.
Yeah, no doubt. She had 10, huge 3 last night. You make 10 threes total. Hers was an OT, of course. But, I mean, I don't even know where to start with this game. I mean, it's unfortunate that you fall in overtime, of course, 76-69. But, you know, so many positives from having, 5 different girls score at least 9 points, I think, in that ball game. And you battled down. You were down by 10, I think, 3 or 4 different times. And the girls just kept coming back. You had leads, obviously, in the fourth quarter. So a ton of positives. I know not the end result you wanted at the end of the night, but this has to be another step in the right direction, right?
Right, exactly. Again, we've seen the potential in them all year. It's just putting it all together. Yeah, it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to turn out, but so many great things happened, and we kept telling them it wasn't determined by the last shot right there that sent us into overtime, but no, yeah, extremely proud of the fight that the girls showed. Told them multiple times we got down by 10 or more multiple times in the game, and we didn't roll over. We kept fighting, and that I'm super, super proud of how they performed last night.
And that's the number 5 team in the state in your classification that you're going up against Tuesday night as well. Looking ahead at Jeff West on Friday, this is a team you haven't faced this season, but it's a Big East road game, so we know it's going to be tough. Kind of crazy. It's also, I think, your last official like league game of the year. You got Osage and then Sabeth and Roll Valley with non-league matchups, but what's the thoughts on facing the Tigers? What are you going to do the next couple days to try to keep the girls' confidence high and growing?
They're a skilled team as well, but I think our focus is going to be on keep working on the things that we've been working on to get ourselves better. Yes, we're going to scout and we're going to look at what they have, but still focusing on the defensive piece, how we're going to shut them down offensively, and how we're going to continue to rebound the ball well, and also work on, they're going to play a little bit of different defense than Hiawatha, so kind of adjusting to what we need to do on the offensive end as well. But if we keep playing like how we played last night, we can match up with any team in the state.
No doubt. It was a lot of fun. Congratulations, Coach, and keep it rolling. Good luck in your next games. We'll look forward to seeing you there.
Awesome. Thank you, Justin.
Coach Leslie Eleanor of the Holton Lady Cats will talk Wildcat Boys Hoops right after this timeout.